Joe Biden celebrates tax enforcement while family business probed for tax evasion. By Wendell Hasebo on February 13, 2023. President Joe Biden stated Sunday that corporations and the wealthy are finally paying their fair share, while he and his family are being investigated for money laundering, wire fraud, and tax evasion by House Republicans, and his son is under federal investigation for tax crimes. "Look, I'm a capitalist. But the wealthiest and biggest corporations need to pay their fair share," Biden stated on Twitter. Biden then celebrated the 2022 Inflation Reduction Act into law, which sets a 15% minimum corporate tax rate. The law also provides funding for 87,000 new IRS agents. "Thankfully now, because of the law I signed, billion-dollar companies have to pay a minimum 15% in taxes," Biden said. Biden's comment comes as House Republicans have begun investigating the Biden family for 9 potential violations, including money laundering, wire fraud, and tax evasion. In addition, the Justice Department is investigating Hunter for tax and gun violations. The probe, which has been ongoing for years and debated for months among Justice Department officials, also centers on the Biden family's foreign business schemes while Joe Biden was vice president. "I want to be clear. This is an investigation of Joe Biden," House Oversight Committee Chair Representative James Comer, RKY, stated in November. "The Biden family's business dealings implicate a wide range of criminality, from human trafficking to potential violations of the Constitution. In the 218th Congress, this committee will evaluate the status of Joe Biden's relationship with his family's foreign partners and whether he is a president who is compromised or swayed by foreign dollars or influence," he said. Comer's investigations are being attacked with stonewalling tactics from Hunter and the U.S. Treasury. On Thursday, Hunter refused to provide relevant documents to the committee, citing no legitimate legislative and oversight basis. Comer responded with hints of compelling testimony by subpoena. In January, the Treasury Department denied the committee's request to disclose 150 suspicious reports flagged by U.S. banks concerning Biden family business transactions, causing the committee's chairman to threaten a subpoena. "It's no surprise that Hunter Biden is trying to stonewall Congress oversight and hide information about Joe Biden's involvement in his family's suspicious business practices," the committee's communications director, Jessica Collins, told Breitbart News. "The American people demand transparency and oversight, not political cover-ups," she noted. "The Oversight Committee will continue its oversight and use all tools at its disposal to gather information critical to our investigation and to inform legislative solutions." Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter @WendellHasebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.